you a business owner who's fed up with feeling like you have to be a boss, babe, CEO, whatever the hell that is, or hustle 24/7 in order to be successful? Well, if you're ready to do things in a smarter way, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance and not a multi-million pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and known as the Ease Queen because of my sensible and easy to implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I'm going to share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love most without working 14 hours a day. So get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Hello there, and welcome to Life in Business, the podcast. I'm Libby Langley, and today I want to talk to you about how writing a book can help your business. I have written a book. Very, very exciting. And it's available now. If it's also called Life in Business, the same as my podcast. And it's available now if you want to go get it. Go to libbylangley.com/book and you'll be able to find it. The reason that I wrote a book is threefold, I would say. And that's what I'm going to talk you through today. Ways that it can help, you know, if you wrote a book, how that can help you in your business. It was kind of, I would say that for me, Life in Business, my book was a work in progress for over a decade, basically. Didn't take me that long to write it, but it certainly took me that long to have the experience to be able to create the book. And that absolutely doesn't have to be the same for you. But for me, Life in Business, the book, is about ways that I've learned over the decade plus 11 years that I've been in business, ways to work less, so work smarter, be better business minded, I'd say, therefore earn more and prioritize profit and just be super smart about the whole business thing. And crucially, to embrace happiness, to embrace true happiness in business. You know, there's always so much talk about hustling and achieving goals and doing this. And it's like, yeah, but are you happy? And being happy is so important. And it took me a long time, a long, long time, to go through various iterations in my business and decide what did work for me and to stop listening to what other people said might work. You know, I mean, there's kind of a lot of talk out there about the best way to make money, and you've just got to find what works for you. So my experience, all these experiences have kind of come together and have helped me to create this book. And it's very much written about my experience. There's anecdotes and stories in there, horror stories, about some things that I did and decisions that I made and didn't make, and how all of this is how it can help you to not make the same mistakes. So I very much brought my own experience in business into my book. And that's what I want to talk about today, really, is how you can do exactly the same thing. No? I mean, the thing to do with the book is just to start writing stuff down. And you'll be amazed, actually, how quickly something can kind of come, you know, a bit of a plan can kind of come together as to create the book. And what I would say is that it's kind of like therapy, right? Writing a book, it's, I guess, to a certain extent like this podcast. You know, I mean, I talk a lot about my own personal experience and share my own personal experience so to help you have a better business experience and to learn from things that I've learned over the years and the experience that I've had. And for me to, as a business coach, to be able to educate, guide, support, nurture you along your journey. And writing this book for me really was kind of like some sort of therapy. I'd say that it was hugely cathartic to get some of these things that have happened to me in business and experience that I've had over the years to get some of them kind of out of my head and out on paper. I actually deleted quite a few things in the end, took them out of the book because it felt like they were, yeah, it was me writing it down for therapeutic purposes, and it wasn't necessarily going to be quite so helpful to you. But I was glad I got it all out of me. So the experience for me has been hugely important. But some of the things that I share, some of the kind of horror stories along the way, are about boundaries I didn't set and about ways that I wish I'd kind of structured the business and advice that I wish I hadn't listened to. And I think things like that, not necessarily if you're just starting out in business, you could have been in business for a few years, but it's so easy to get influenced by things that you read and say and hear. And ultimately, it's what's right for you that really matters. And this is everything that the book is trying to help you about. There's one story that I share that is a very early on experience in business. I can't remember how long I'd been in business for, maybe less than a year. You know, it was very early on, and I was kind of green around the gills, I guess, in deciding what I was going to do. And I had a client inquiry, and alarm bells started ringing right from the start, but I didn't really listen to those alarm bells. And so the appointment got rearranged to the evening, which I should have listened to. And then the client's husband got involved and started haggling and pressurizing me, and I didn't listen to my inner voice saying, get the hell out of there, and took them on as client. And it turned out to be the most horrific experience ever. There's more detail in the book about this experience. But I think sharing stories like that, and that's one very specific incident, one very specific client, and it was years ago, but sharing that my experiences will help you understand that, you know, we all go through really tough times sometimes, and none of us know what we're doing to start with. And we all take on clients that are dreadful and don't listen to our own red flags there. And it's support. It's for you know that you're not alone. You know that everybody's, you know, certainly I have been there and done that, and kind of get what you're going through and get how you're feeling. But the book is not, my book Life and Business is not just full of, ooh, there was this horrible experience. There are loads of ways that you can do things more efficiently, and ways that you can shift your thinking, and ways that you can start to tackle your limiting beliefs about how you move forward in business. And there's loads of practical stuff in there as well. It's a mix of my own experience, coaching questions, and good, solid, sensible advice that you can follow. So I suggest you go and buy it now. Go to libbylangmead.com/book. So writing a book's like therapy because it's cathartic, because it gives clarity. Now, what I've found through my experience is that having to pull together a series of experiences, a series of articles, if you like, into a book that was cohesive and made sense, I found a real clarity-giving exercise, because you decide what your book is about, and then everything needs to fit in with that. So if there's sudden random stories about, I don't know, my cat or what I did at the weekend, then it doesn't make any sense. So it helps you have real clarity on where you are in business and where you're going in business. And I think that that's an important function for all of us to think about, is this, okay, who are we and what do we stand for? Because a book's for life, right? So you have to make sure that it is something that's going to give you that kind of longevity, and the clarity is so important that comes with that. So I found that an incredibly, it was something I didn't expect to happen, but I found it an incredibly useful experience. And it also will map your journey. So it maps the journey that you've been on. It's a kind of note of where you started and where you are now and how you got there. And that is a really powerful mental tool for you to have. Hello, my lovely. My book, Life in Business, is available to buy now. It's full of my experiences over my 11 years in business to give you the advice, real talk, love and support that you need to help you work less, earn more and embrace true happiness in your business. It's the book that you need right now, today. So go to libbylangley.com/book and get your copy now. So by writing your book and writing your journey, your experience, whatever your book is, you know, it might be a how-to guide to something, how to create something that you support people to do. It might be a book telling them how to kind of do that. But it always will come from your own experience of having been through it yourself. And that's really a really powerful exercise to do. So you can see where you've come from and where you are now. And flipping it, where you are now is an authority to write a book about your subject. That's absolutely, you know, it's absolutely phenomenal to be able to be at that stage in business. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to be at that stage in business. And I have to say, this is one of the things that I'm most proud of. And I've done some pretty cool stuff in my business along the way. You know, I've organized award ceremonies and other great stuff that I can't think of now. But like when I got my MBA, you know, did my MBA and got a distinction for my dissertation, my MBA, and, you know, the highest accolade that I could have got. So that's something that I should have really have been proud of. But it was kind of just like another educational thing that I've done, I guess. But this book is I couldn't have done this if I hadn't have put in all the effort and been through the ups and downs that I've been through. So for me, it means far more to me. And the reason that I compare it with doing my master's degree is because it's the dissertation and the book, they're a similar amount of words, right? So there's a lot of time and energy and effort gone into kind of creating the document, if you like. But one is research and using other people's examples and doing it from an academic standpoint. And the other one is a purely lived experience. And to me, that means far more to me because it's me, right? It's what I've done and it's what I've achieved. And if you're thinking of writing a book, then I would say that alone can be absolutely worth it, because how many people write books? Not that many. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience and something that you would be extremely proud of too. And also, it is a great marketing tool. So we talked about kind of therapy side, the emotional side of it. But in terms of practicalities, it is a brilliant marketing tool. It's a tangible thing that people understand. So even my parents, who don't have a clue what I have actually been doing really all these years, my mum still thinks I work in IT, I think. It's a confusing area of business coaching. But written a book, right, written a book. Here is a physical book that Libby has written. So it's a tangible thing people understand. It's a physical thing that people can hold in their hands, that you can hold in your hand. And that actually counts for quite a lot. So if you say your business is, you know, well, I'm a business coach, but I'm also an author. I've written a book, and I've written a book that cements my authority as a business coach. So you can do the same for your business. You can tell people how to create their own business like your business. And by writing the book, you are the authority on it because you've written the book and nobody can argue with that. And I think that's a really wonderful angle, to have a tangible thing that people can, physical thing that people can actually hold and understand, as opposed to a service, which is what so many of us offer. It's also a really good lead magnet. So if you were wanting to get people onto your email list, for example, then you can get people to, for example, in the pre-launch period for my book, I had a wait list. So I had a list where people could go register their interest in the book. And then when the book came out, sent out an email to say, woo, it's available. Go buy it now, today, buy it. Woo. And so it's a good way of building up your email list. like that. Very useful. And we like emailists. I've done an episode on this before. And so it's a way of kind of getting people into your fold as well, which is superb for building and growing your business. And it definitely adds kudos to what you do. So saying I'm an author is a really great way to be able to, that's something that you can leverage. So if you're wanting to guest on other people's podcasts, it's far easier for them to introduce you to as saying, oh, Libby Langley is a business coach known as the Ease Queen. She's also the author of Life in Business, Ways to Work Less and Earn More and Embrace True Happiness. It's just this easier for people. It's easier for people to understand what it is that you do and where you come from. And the power of that can never be underestimated. And just a caveat here to say, a book, okay, it doesn't have to be, War and Peace, big, thick, 1,000-page book at all. It can be a collection of articles, thoughts, musings, advice, guidance that you pull together in 100 pages. A book can be anything. A book can be anything you like, any length that you like, any content that you like. It's still a book, okay? If I look over at my bookshelf, the bookshelf I have in my office is all the business books that I have, of which I have many, and some of them, and just looking at some of them are really quite thin, not pamphlets, but, you know, really quite thin books, but still really valuable. And then others are much thicker and talk about subjects in a deeper way. It depends what stage you're at of the business, but whichever you do, it's still a book and it's still valid and it's still something that people will find extremely useful. And it's still something you can hold in your hand and say, I created this. I am amazing. I am the expert. This is me. Woo! And that's your legacy. Your book will always be there for now and for the future. So you can hand it out. You can sign copies and send them to new clients. You can use it as a giveaway sometimes. You could use it as part of your overall marketing strategy. You can hand them out in the street if you want to, or at conferences. If you're talking at an event, you can, you know, the first 10 people to raise their hand can get a copy of your book. It's something that you can put out there so that you know people have got it on their bookshelves. And this kind of legacy, I think, is really important in business. And you can reference it all over the place. So you can talk about your book. I talk about my book all the time. Like I say, I'm really proud of it. So I'm kind of like one of those, the mum who's really proud of their kid and is always sharing videos of them singing or whatever it is that they do on Facebook. That's like me and my book. So I think maybe I talk about my book as much as I talk about my cat, but it's kind of like my baby. So you can, it's something that you can reference all over the place. And like I said before, because it's a tangible physical thing that people understand, you don't have to explain what it is. And then within your book, by people getting hold of your book and by reading it, you are cementing yourself as the expert. And then in the customer journey, if you've got, which I suggest you do have, references to what it is that you do peppered throughout the book, and then your contact details in there, that again adds to this beautiful cycle of customer journey. It covers so many bases. That's not the right expression, but it kind of serves so many purposes. It ticks so many boxes. It satisfies so many wants in business, having a book. So it's like therapy for you in that it's cathartic, it gives clarity and it maps your journey. It's a great marketing tool because it's a tangible physical thing. You can use it as a lead magnet and it utterly adds kudos when you're pitching yourself for other, you know, to be guests on podcasts or to do collaborations with people. And it's a huge legacy. It's something that you can hand out. People can have, well, obviously you sell it as well, but something that people can have on their bookshelves for years to come. You can reference it all over the place today And in 5 years' time, you still wrote the book. It doesn't matter when you wrote it. You know, I mean, you look at the great authors over the years, people, I don't know, Jane Austen, for example, hundreds of years, how many, 150, 100 years since, what year are we? Goodness me. No, okay, so that would have been the 1920s, 150 years or more since those that book was written. But still, we don't think, oh, that was written a long time ago. We're not going to read that anymore. Yes, I appreciate in business some of the tools and techniques that you reference might date, but ultimately, in 5 years' time, the chances are it will be pretty similar. And so you do this once, you've got it for a really, really long time, and you will continue to be cemented as the expert in your field because you're the one who wrote the book. And I pretty much guarantee that 99% of other people doing similar things in your industry won't have written a book. But my advice to you is just get writing. Start writing stuff down. Start pulling together things that you've already written and pull them together into a book. And you can start that today. You can look at collateral that you've already got out there or write about the processes you go through to create your product, create your service with your businesses, or like I say, pull together what you've already been creating over the years or over the months. I would suggest that you get support on this. It's something that I've thought about doing. I say I've thought about writing a book forever, but it was only once I got a book coach publisher on board that actually this thing happened, because it's a great idea, but I don't have a clue how to, you know, I can write, but I don't have a clue what's involved in actually like making a book a physical thing. And without having somebody else on board to tell me what schedule I needed to stick to, tell me what I needed to do by when, tell me what actually was involved in making this book happen, I don't think it ever would have happened, because the behind the scenes stuff is actually far more complicated than I realized. And some of the stuff I just don't know about, and quite frankly, not interested in learning how to do, because that's not my skill set, right? So I would suggest getting a book coach publisher on board right from kind of day one, and they can map out the schedule. Now, it might be that it's really quick for you to pull this together because you've got loads of previous content that you've created that you can pull together in a beautifully curated book. But it might be that you're starting utterly from scratch, and in which case that will be a longer time frame. But a book coach / publisher will be the kind of person who can help you with that. So they will set the schedule and they will tell you what you need to do, have done by when. And that was absolutely worth the investment for me. And it's the same as people using business coaches, using business coach like me, is that it helps you to, gives you the accountability and helps you actually to get the stuff done that needs to be done, because that's the problem often with us entrepreneurs, is that we go off onto the next thing without finishing the thing that we wanted to do. So my experience of writing a book has been really interesting. I started with an absolute bang, thinking, yeah, this is a piece of cake, just pull this book together. And then it became more complicated. And I went through a week or so, where I thought, oh God, I'm sick of this. But actually then that's because it was hard. That's because I hit a hard spot, because I didn't realise kind of what was quite involved in it. But then once that's done, like birthing a baby, once that's done, you're nurturing your baby, and then seeing it in print and seeing it as an actual physical copy is the most exciting thing, like I say, that's probably ever happened to me in the 11 years that I've been in business. So I hope that this has helped inspire you to think that you too can create a book. I would love to hear if you've got any ideas, where you're thinking, you know, what you're thinking of creating, where you're thinking of kind of going with it. So do message me on Instagram @ Libby Langley and tell me, because that'd be really, really, really cool to hear from you about that. And my book, Life in Business, is available now. You can get it on Amazon, or if you go to libbylangley.com/book, that will take you to the right place. And if you do get a copy, then please take a picture of you reading the book and share it on Instagram and tag me at Libby Langley, because that would be, oh, it would just make me happier than anything in the whole world. I'd love to know where you're reading it, where you heard about it, yeah, what you think about it and what it's kind of inspired you to do. So this is a really start of a really exciting journey for me, the next phase in my business. And I hope that I have inspired you to go on a similar journey as well. Now, thanks for listening today, and go get writing. Go on, go on, go on, go get writing. And I'll see you on next week's podcast. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there is an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.